The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Friday, February 10th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. The voice that the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they desire to call themselves, wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. And welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you would like to be a part of our show today, please do give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to know who we are, what it is that we do, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, please do. It's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's Bradley Dean 1. To follow me on Twitter, go to Bradley Dean 1. Now, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when our brains are in someone else's head, isn't it?
Isn't it,
said Obama. It is. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And I want to let you know that we are turning talk radio into do radio because faith without works is dead. Just another reminder real quick. I don't think I need to really share this anymore with our listeners because I think that they're seeing the frontal attack of this unlawful, unconstitutional administration on a daily basis when I say that this up-and-coming election is not about the survival of Obama. It's about the survival of America. And I think that we're beginning to see this more and more as the day goes on. And what's happening is he's being emboldened more and more and more and more to continuously his frontal assaults on the American people and our liberties because the American people, for the most part, are allowing him to do what he's doing. So in saying all that to say this, I am going to be talking about this attack on the First Amendment, on the Church of America today concerning Planned Parenthood and this administration to make sure that everybody has contraception. And that's how ironic. I mean, how ironic. I mean, this Christian president is promulgating the very things that God condemns by saying, thou shalt not commit adultery and thou shalt not fornicate in 1 Corinthians 6:9. They have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. But he wants to make sure that it's about breast prevention, you know, breast cancer prevention. Mm-hmm. He wants to make sure that somebody's got to pay for it. And isn't it interesting that folks don't think for 1 minute he did not think things through before he did what he did. Now, as everybody's fallen for the fact that Obama's caving, I want to show you in just a couple of minutes that that's exactly the opposite of what's going on here. He took it a step further than you thought he would have or could have or should have. And I'm going to blow you away with some stats. I'm going to give it to you straight from the horse's mouth. But, folks, you are under attack by an unconstitutional administration. There is no getting around it. So we'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. I'll play a couple pieces for you, so on and so forth. And outside of that, I wanted to follow up with something that we had talked about yesterday really quick about Jerry Sandusky and how we're not to just let this one go, folks, because Jerry Sandusky represents the tip of the iceberg, because this is on a massive scale. It's not just Jerry Sandusky that was busted, folks. You go back to Boys Town in Omaha,
Nebraska.
In Nebraska, you'll see that this has been going on for years, and the people that are behind it are high-level politicians, high-level people in the professed church, some in whom have been busted for pedophilia, and for some reason, they just get off scot-free. And in saying that, to say this, there's 40 counts of child sexual abuse on Jerry Sandusky, and today he's on television trying to play the victim of what everybody's done. And look at what I've done for you. Look what I've done for you. Look what I've done for you. But don't pay attention to what I have done.
That's right.
He doesn't want you to look at the facts. As a matter of fact, there's eyewitnesses to his crimes. You can just ask his assistant, his coach that had actually seen him. His name is Mike McQueary, sodomizing a little 10-year-old boy in the showers, or an 11-year-old boy in Penn State. They don't want to talk about that. As a matter of fact, prosecutors want to bring an out-of-county jury for the trial, since they believe emotional ties to Penn State are too great with the center county. It's incredible, dude. The prosecutor today said that one of the three people in the center county have a different affiliation with Penn State University, so the Sandusky jury should come from elsewhere. This individual said, no matter where we go with the kind of media coverage that's going to continue, there is no better suited group of people. Laughing and smiling throughout the whole proceeding, Sandusky took the stand to say he understood that he couldn't appeal over the jury decision and claim that he didn't get a fair jury. Folks, I said eyewitnesses. Just do your best to forget the facts, though, because that's what they want you to do. Sandusky is also asking that his house arrest be modified. Here's the criminal calling the shots. Sandusky is also asking that his house arrest be modified to allow him to travel outside his home and have visits with his grandchildren, even though his bail order says he can't have contact with anyone under 18 years old. Now, pay attention to, again, what I said. He's got 40 counts of pederast crime, homosexual crimes against children with eyewitnesses, and we have Jerry Sandusky and his attorney calling the shots. Folks, don't you think for 1 minute someone's not trying to help this thing through? After 1 minute, we're talking about little innocent boys through Second Mile that have been sodomized, forced oral sex with eyewitnesses to fatherless children. And he's on television playing the victim. Folks, I'm going to come back and I'm going to finish this point, and then we're going to jump onto the Obama administration, and we're going to bring in Heather just so we can get the backbone as to what we're going to shoot at you today. You want to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Folks, to bring my point to a closure about Jerry Sandusky, you have the criminal calling the shots. Doesn't anybody think that's a little bizarre? Isn't it also interesting, especially when we have eyewitnesses, that the man's out on bail anyways? 40 counts, folks. How many people do you know, the average Joe, the common individual out there, that would commit a crime like this and he'd be out on bail? I'm just curious. Let's just take it down to maybe one count. What's going on here? Is this high-profile danger for pedophile groups throughout the United States? Yes, it is. Jerry Sandusky is very dangerous, folks. He can't say too much. And he's just told to shut his mouth right now. But what's amazing about this, and I told you about this about 3 weeks ago, what you have here is you have former FBI Director Louis Freeh, now in the private sector, who's been hired to uncover the truth about horrific child sex abuse crimes in State College, Pennsylvania. Freeh, now just so you know a little bit about his history, folks, you may recall he served as FBI director during the Clinton administration and was that leadership spot during the 1995 Alfred P. Murrah building bombing. He was also involved in Waco and Ruby Ridge. Remember all three of those were, when those crimes against a lot of those people that were involved that were innocent? Isn't this the guy that was in charge when everybody was saying major cover-up for all three of these incidents? Yes, it is. It's the same guy. And I told you when this first came out, they're going to do their best to try to cover this up. This isn't a conspiracy theory. Listen to Pennsylvania radio, folks. They're all talking about it. This is common sense. This is a big ordeal. Because a lot of people can go down if Sandusky starts to talk. They have the fox in the chicken coop making sure that everything's covered up to the best of their ability, when in fact we shouldn't, concerning our kids, just turn our, you know, our shoulder to it, or just turn our heads and look the other way like a bunch of dumb sheep. No. No. Freeh said, I will personally lead. that investigation, the special committee has hired my law firm to conduct a fair and independent investigation. You mean just like the one with Alfred P. Murrah building when 140-some people, individuals, died? And like the Waco incidents? And like Ruby Ridge when the government was sued for shooting...
successfully.
Yes, an individual's wife and son? As a matter of fact, they were promoted for their crimes against innocent people. Wow, people. Sandusky also asked to be able to leave his home for 2 hours and visit. He wants visits, 2-hour visits a week to his friends. You know what his lawyer said in his foolishness? In his confusion, he blurts out the truth and the answer for the American people. He says, his lawyer did, noted he... he'd be able to have visitors if he were in prison. Well, then send him to prison. That's where he belongs. I didn't know prisons, Jake, were set up to give people privileges. I thought they gave up their privileges when they committed the crime against the innocent.
That's exactly what they did. You got no rights when you commit crime.
No. But according to these people, I mean, now they can go to prison. They can have recreation centers. They can have visitation. They can have contact with their spouses.
And what do the victims get?
Well, you even have criminals now appealing to the judges for what their conditions are in prison.
So does the victim get to appeal to the judge and say, I don't want these special privileges for these criminals?
Yeah. See, in the whole while, the main state-run media keeps your eyes, or they do their best to keep their eyes off of the victim.
That's right.
And then what they do is they try to get you to feel for the victimizer, the predator, the criminal. Don't think about him. Don't think about his crimes. No, when it turns is when it happens to one of these individuals. That's when things change. And again, so in saying all that I said at the first segment to the second segment, what's going on with Sandusky, folks, don't turn a blind eye as to what's going on, and don't let Mr. Free, and I'm not making any accusations, I'm looking at the fruit of Mr. Free, that he's going to do his best to possibly cover up what's going on out there again. And you're already seeing signs of that due to the fact that Sandusky feels bold enough to start telling the prosecutors what he wants. And this would fly for nobody else. And I leave you with this. Jerry Sandusky, 40 counts of child sex abuse to fatherless boys through Second Mile. With eyewitnesses, his assistant coach, Mike Query, came forth and came to the public and shed the light on the incident that took place in Penn State University showers when he was sodomizing a little boy. He also made little boys give him oral sex, or he gave them oral sex. Eyewitnesses to that as well. And this is the guy right now under the eye of the FBI, former FBI director, Jerry Sandusky, under his investigation, calling the shots to the prosecutors. Wow.
Sounds upright.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't sound upright at all. As a matter of fact, it's a reflection of, again...
the justice system.
Justice system and people's willingness to be entertained over making sure that justice happens in their country.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, you want to check out WorldNet Daily again today. Bradley's column is up. It's a Friday column. It's also on Genesis Communication Network. So you can go to both of those, WND.com or GCN. We also post it on Facebook. So you can get on Bradley's Facebook or on the Sons of Liberty Facebook page. And it's very good. This time it's bigotry in reverse. You guys are going to understand the mind of the criminals that we're even talking about right now, where they're so emboldened that they think it's safe to do more damage to a victim after they've already victimized him once and then demand their rights and their privileges over the top of the victim, who we never really seem to hear about in these circumstances. But those things are changing right now. You're listening to a radio program that's willing to blow the trumpet for the behalf of the victim, to stand up for those that aren't protected, and there's countless thousands of them around this country. I am excited because I'm seeing this whole thing shift. As the mainstream media makes their face more and more clear, along with this administration, of what they're doing, folks, you're getting bolder.
And what they're not doing.
That's right, exactly, what they're not doing. Folks, you're getting bolder, and that's what we have to see in this country in order for us to turn things around, and that's where we are turning things around.
Now, I want to say this because we got to get to this topic real quick. We see today that Obama and his administration have frontally attacked the Catholic Church, which is all of the church,
that's
universal.
Right. It's the biggest denomination.
And
mixed Baptist.
As I've said before, and I say again, and Jake, we've had a couple shows on this, but it's interesting. It sounds really hollow in here, Carrie. We told you that what they'll do before they always take a step is they'll take two steps forward, and then when they're pushed back one step, they still got their foot in the door. Mm-hmm. They were going for the one step forward, folks, not the two steps. If you let them have the two steps,
they'll
take them. But incrementally what they're doing is they're eradicating your First Amendment. They're eradicating your freedom of speech. They're eradicating your freedom of choice. They are doing this. It's not going to happen, folks. They are doing this. And that's exactly what took place today. I got one question for the American people before I let Heather off on the details here. Where is this un-American president deriving his powers from? To make the church in America violate their own conscience, number one. And number two, to make them pay for contraception. I'm curious, where is he deriving his power from? Because it's not from the Constitution of these United States, folks.
No, it is not. Most certainly not.
He's doing what you're allowing him to do. That's all he's doing. He's doing it. He knew that there was going to be kickback. But he already had plan B.
Mm-hmm.
Already set up, didn't he, Heather?
He did.
He already knew exactly where he was going. And guess who he's hand in glove with, folks? None other than Planned Parenthood. It's not about prevention of breast cancer. As a matter of fact, just to stop right there, I'll let you take over and we'll kick it off together.
Okay, so obviously people probably know about the Obama administration. It revised its controversial mandate that forced religious employers to pay for health insurance coverage. That includes birth control and drugs like Plan B, the morning after pill,
yeah.
And also Ella, which Obama was the one advocating in the first place. And so, and that causes abortions. And so basically, obviously, there's a firestorm from people saying, nope, we're not going to go for this.
Yep.
So then what Obama does is he revises the mandate. And yep. This is where, instead of doing the two steps forward, one step back.
To show you the snake that he is.
Yep. What he does is he actually just took another step and bold-faced, affronted attack right in front of everyone's face and said, okay, well, then we're going to provide, you know, with the insurers that they have to do it at no cost.
That's right. So he pointed... He who has nothing
is
pointing the finger at the insurance company saying, I'm going to make sure that they pay for it now.
Yep.
Wow. So he's affronting. That's what he did.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
Sure.
He's affronting the church. Mm-hmm. And if that didn't work, then what he did is he said, okay, I'll tell you what, just so I can have it my way, I'll now make them pay for it rather than you pay for it. That's all he did. Mm-hmm. But let me ask you something, Mr. President, with whose money?
That's right.
That's right.
Whose money, Mr. President?
That's right.
It wasn't yours, so there was no loss. He has got no skin in the game, folks.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that he's working for special interests right now. That's all he's doing. Now, folks, we're going to come back to this topic right after this break. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen to many, Bradley and Jake, hey, such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others, and that means so much to me because our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly. I would love to pay tribute to you for that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, we're talking about what Obama Nation is thrown on the American people today, unlawfully, illegally, and criminally. Folks, I want to make sure everybody understands this, because you're going to hear through the state-run media that Obama caved. I want you to understand clearly, folks, he's not caving. He's implementing as he's winning. Yep. You have to understand that. They're just doing their job. They're just doing what their puppet masters are telling them to do so they can remain where they are in their positions. They're not going to dispute it, because they're not going to, they don't have a care for their country no more than to pull the curtain back to see what's really behind it. For some reason, they blindly follow as the blind lead the blind, and then they wonder why their country's in a ditch. You get the point. But I want you guys to understand that what I'm going to read to you next is only 1/8 of the history of Barry Obama's abortion advocacy. 1/8 of it. On November 24th, 2008, Obama appoints Ellen Moran, the former director of the pro-abortion group Emily's List, as his White House communications director. Emily's List only supports, or their supporters and their candidates who favored taxpayer-funded abortions and opposed a partial birth abortion ban. January 6, 2009, Obama chooses Thomas Pirelli, the lawyer who represented Terry Schiavo's husband, Michael, in his efforts to kill his disabled wife, as the third highest attorney in the Justice Department. See, when they commit crimes against you, the people, they're promoted, folks. You have to understand what he's doing. January 23rd, 2009, forces taxpayers to fund abortion groups that either promote or perform abortions in other nations. Decisions to overturn Mexico City policy sends part of $457 million to pro-abortion organizations. It's also interesting, what happened to all of that money? Mm-hmm. That's stimulus money, folks, and it just cannot be accounted for. Well, let me tell you where it went. To special interest groups. February 12, 2009, Obama nominates pro-abortion Alina Kagan and the one that queerified Harvard College to serve as Solicitor General. March 11, she's now on the Supreme Court. March 11, 2009, Obama signed an executive order establishing a new agency with his administration known as the White House Council on Women and Girls. Obama's Director of Public Liaison, as the White House, Tina Chen, an abortion advocate, became director of it. She was promoted. March 11, 2009, Obama's administration promotes an unlimited right to abortion at the United Nations meeting. Who created the United Nations out of World War II, folks? America did.
Who's funding
Who's creating an empire? Who's sending their Secretary of State around to other countries, demoting their powers that be, to put in new powers that are in line with the administration's policies? I bet they didn't think that far. April 14, 2009, Obama's administration releases document that claims pro-life people may engage in violence or extremism. May 5th, 2009, details emerge about a terrorism dictionary the administration of President Barack Obama put together in March. The domestic extremism lexicon calls pro-life advocates violent and claims they employ racist overtones in engaging in criminal actions.
Racist?
Listen carefully, folks. Again, they're punching you in the face. Well, they're saying that you're victimizing them. Yep. Listen to what he said. Calls pro-life advocates violent while they're killing babies.
That's right. Right.
And you're protecting life. They call you violent, folks. Mm-hmm. October 19, 2009, Obama serves government, serve.gov. Website promotes the Planned Parenthood abortion business. October 21, 2009, Obama administration website promotes pro-abortion health care bills. November 6, 2009, endorsed the House version of the health care bill that at that time contained massive abortion funding, rationing, and assisted suicide promotion. And were violent for standing for life. Well, they want to take it. December 17, signed a bill that overturned the 13-year-long ban on funding abortions with tax dollars in the nation's capital. February 5, 2010, the Obama administration issued a new order for the U.S. military requiring all military hospitals and health centers to stock the morning after pill. March 22, 2010, signs the pro-abortion health care bill into law that contains massive abortion funding, no conscience protections, and rationings. March 24, 2010, signs executive order, illegal order, perpetrating to ban abortion funding that leaves taxpayer funding of abortions in place. In other words, those that want to preserve life, get your hands off. September 30th, 2010, Obama administration exposed as to how it partnered with leading pro-abortion organizations to host an FBI training seminar in August with the main focus of declaring as violent the free speech activities of pro-life Americans. You are the terrorists, folks. February 7, 2011, Obama rewards Catholic group that supported pro-abortion Obamacare with place on faith-based panel.
There's a useful idiot.
That's what he was looking for. He's a hireling.
Useful idiot.
June 1st, 2011, denies Indiana's request to defund the Planned Parenthood abortion business. I didn't know that it was his business to kill babies.
Yeah. Is that in the Constitution?
August 1st, 2011, forces insurance companies to pay for abortion drugs under Obamacare. Oh, did you forget what I said at the beginning of this, folks? This is only one-eighth of his history on abortion advocacy. What is he advocating? Here, let me tell you real quick. On blacks, immigrants, and indigents, the founder, Margaret Sanger, who Obama is promulgating, the founder of Planned Parenthood, which aims its efforts at aborting blacks and Hispanics, said of blacks and Hispanics, Margaret Sanger did, human weeds, reckless breeders spawning human beings who should have never been born. A black president advocating the murder, which is aimed at blacks and Hispanics.
And his lexicon calls pro-life people racist.
Yes. On sterilization and racial purification, Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, said that for the purpose of racial purification, couples should be rewarded who choose sterilization. On the rights of handicapped, mentally ill, and racial minorities, Margaret said, more children from the fit, less from the unfit. That is the chief aim of birth control. It's about violating conscience, folks.
That's right. That's right. It's about violating God. Number one, he caused, and this is not his position, but you said to make the church go against their conscience. Number one, he made
to
America.
To go against what, Jake, though? First and foremost, the word of God. To set themselves at war with who?
Yeah, against God.
Amen.
But if you look at it even further, he's causing America. Forget churches. How about any institution to be forced to do this? You force America to go against its Judeo-Christian values that we are established on, against the common law that we have in our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and our judges have judged after. So this isn't even an issue of religious institutions. Oh, you can't make religious institutions do this. You can't make anybody do
this
if you're in America, period.
He's supposed to serve the people, not oppress the people.
That's right, and stand up for their rights and protect their rights.
Yes.
So then you go a step further, and then you attack a big church like the Catholics, knowing full well they're not going to tolerate. Then you go to the back door and say, well, since we already got the insurance companies in our back pocket, and we know how to make the taxpayers pay for that insurance, just like he's doing through Obamacare, we got this whole thing figured out. So you got this smoke and mirror, we're going to throw it at the church.
You know what the liberals are saying, though? Mm-hmm. But 70% of the Catholics are on...
That's right.
The pill anyways.
That's
but wait a second. So what are you seeing? You're seeing, again, a lack of Christianity.
That's right. So,
they are not Christians.
That's right. And you go, you take it from that point, because that's exactly, who's that lunatic guy that always, Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
I think that what the Obama administration is saying is that you do not have to follow the tenets of a church organization to be an employee of the church. That's what they explain. So in other words, there's these people that they want birth control and they work it. So go work somewhere else. Nobody asked you to work there. That's your choice.
Yeah.
Thirdly, we talked about
Alinsky. Wait a second. Just can I rewind a little bit just to catch them in their contradiction again?
Yes.
What about lines between church
and
state?
That's exactly right. What about those? They would flip it the other way and say, well, the church can't dictate if a person gets...
They got it backwards, folks.
Wait a minute!
Yes, this is the point of lines between church and state, to bar the government these kind of assaults. Exactly. Because the church keeps the government in check.
That's right. Now, that's a key element to this whole thing. If, let's just use the Catholic Church as an example, or the corporate church body of Christ in America, would have stepped out on the onset right away and said Obamacare is unconstitutional. But instead, the church hid in their churches and said, well, this wouldn't be a good idea, but it'll never touch us because we're in our fortress, and he would never dare assault the church. Instead of speaking out on public issues and policy before this thing got out of control like Hitler did when 3% of the vote came in
and
his favor.
Everybody laughed at him.
Look at this funny guy with this retarded mustache. What is he ever going to do? Then what came? Then force and force and more force. Alinsky taught a simple tactic when he got into creating radicals. How do you create radicals? Because most of us on this radio show think, there's actually people like this that are alive that do these sort of things? Yes, they're alive and well, and this is how they do it. The same way the mob does it, the same way gangs do it. They get you to commit a crime to betray your conscience.
That's right.
Then where are you going to go?
That's right.
Then you got to come back to your family. Here, right here. He wants America to violate their conscience, number one.
Yep.
If the devil does, then Alinsky.
Because then you can't hold him in check.
Exactly. Then who's going to? And that's why the Republicans sitting on the top, you know, that have their dozens of mistresses, they're involved in pedophilia and all these other crimes.
That's right.
They hoot and holler, this is terrible. Look what Obama's doing. I can't do it. Okay, bud, what are you going to do about it?
What do you mean? What am I going to do about it? There's nothing I'm going to do about it. I'm just going to yell about it because I need to get elected next term. Swing the pendulum.
See, he's okay with compromised men around him, and he wants to compromise everybody so he can continuously be the dictator that he wants to be. He's in a utopia.
That's right.
He's ungrounded, folks.
What did Mussolini say? I want scoundrels around me.
That's
are you kidding me?
That's
people
right.
that obey. No, scoundrels will do anything I want.
Yep.
Well, they'll also do him in, and that's what this kind of mob tactic.
And what did Hitler do? He just killed off anybody that didn't agree with him. What did Stalin do? He just killed off anybody that didn't agree with him. What did Mao Zedong do? Just killed off anybody that didn't agree with him.
Interesting.
He wants a bunch of yes men around him to advocate his crimes against God.
That's right.
And the people.
And interestingly about Hitler, he never pulled the trigger.
No.
He just surrounded himself with people that would.
Great point.
And you brought up the
fact before,
what kind of authority does he have? Obviously, it's not
in
the Constitution.
None. He has none.
The authority
this
that
is
he's
criminal.
Working off of.
This is criminal.
That's right.
This is a criminal act. Again, from this administration towards the people.
And crime can only continue where there's a lack of justice. That is your part, folks.
And what is a criminal? A person who has committed an offense against public law, a violator of law, or divine or human.
In other words,
he's already set himself at war. Folks, he's in dangerous ground now because now he's starting to attack God's business. And that's not a good place to put yourself. I don't care who you are. You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come right back after this break, and we're going to continue this thought of what Obama's doing or trying to do to the American people. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if we're on overdrive, you have to understand we only have an hour a day to unload. But I'm so passionate about what's going on because I love my country so much. And the only way that I can do that is you have to understand that because I love God so much. I can't love my country and my people if I don't love my God first and foremost. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. And we need to understand that if you're not passionate about what's going on in your country, I got to go so far as to say, first of all, you are unpatriotic as all can be. Yeah. You don't have a care about your country. As a matter of fact, I wanted to make a point. My little boys just did some homework. They did a test. Jake gave them a test. Jake's a teacher down here. And he gave them a test on Gettysburg. And when you study the Civil War, you see that the South was right, and you see that the North was right. But you also see that the North was wrong, and you also see that the South was wrong. You cannot hold the truth and unrighteousness and have a clear conscience before God and think God is just going to overlook it.
That's right.
Now, when me and Jake were having a conversation, I said to him, dude, I got to be honest with you. I got a feeling somewhere down the line, we're going to have another civil war in this country, and I'll tell you why. When the South had slaves, they worked them to death. That's an abomination. That is a lack of Christianity before That's God. Right. They forgot, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Mm-hmm. Well, the North was saying of those, you know, of the South, we are going to war, which is a falsehood, by the way. We're going against the South because we want to free the slaves and we want to keep the Union together. Now, let me go over to the North. Abe Lincoln wanted to hold the Union together when the Southern states wanted to secede, but they wanted to do it by force. Mm-hmm. He did not have the constitutional authority to do that.
Right. It's no longer a union.
So both sides were right and both sides were wrong. In the Civil War, you had brother fighting against brother, friend against friend, folks. That's how terrible that war was. And if you do your homework, you read Hosea 8, there was the Lord's wars and there was man's wars. You can't justify God allowing to go on during a civil war as to what the South was doing to the slaves, no more than you can allow the American people today. You cannot expect God to just overlook the 55 million babies that have been aborted on your watch. That's terrible. And I said to Jake, I said, isn't it interesting? I said, I don't believe that God is judging our country because of the righteous doing what they're doing. No, it's because of the righteous not doing what they should be doing. That's why God will at length judge this country. If the American people don't bring forth justice on the behalf of the innocent, mark my words, let this weigh on your conscience for the rest of your life because it's scriptural. God will judge this nation. He has to. And you would be un-American to sit back and say, oh God, you can't do that, you can't do that. Well, are you fighting for the behalf and on the behalf of the innocent that we're talking about right now? Because if you are not, you're guilty. Jake, explain to me what you said about the South when they held slaves.
Yep, the South, it wasn't like a majority of the South actually held slaves. A lot of them weren't partaking in the sin of slavery. And by slavery, we mean involuntary servitude. Or somebody was stolen. Not slavery because somebody stole property and then they had to recompensate by becoming a slave. But in the South, one out of every 10 men owned a slave. That's 10%. 90% of the men did not own slaves.
Yeah.
But yet God judged because 90% of the men wouldn't stand up and say slavery is wrong and eradicate it from the 1%.
That's
10%,
right.
Excuse me.
Isn't that a great point?
So there's your justice.
So God judged this country because of what the righteous allowed.
That's right.
Amen.
90% right. And notice that's always a majority righteous.
Can I ask anybody that's out on the front lines, the patriots that are fighting to reestablish who we are, Reformation, what bothers them more than anything? What bothers them more than anything, Jake?
Yeah, when people don't do.
That's right.
When they don't do what they're sacrificing for.
That's why they
for.
Listen to talk radio because it goes no further than out of their mouth.
Yeah.
They're satisfied with that. I'm not. Yeah. Just today I was listening to a news anchor. She said that, listen, quote unquote, she said that, I'm bummed out. I'm mad. I don't know what to do on Sundays anymore because there's no more football games on in the next couple months.
That's right.
I said to myself, I can tell you what you can do, lady. You can get out and do a little bit more than what your puppet master tells you to do. And you can fight for the innocent. You can fight for the laws of the republic. That is the definition of a patriot, is to uphold dying laws. Now, let's get back to this point. On what Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, said and what Obama Nation is advocating, a full frontal assault on the American people today. Listen to what Margaret Sanger said. On the extermination of blacks, Margaret said that the minister's work is also important and he should be trained. Mm-hmm. Perhaps by the Federation as to our ideals and the goal that we hope to reach. We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. And the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. Well, who is their minister, folks? They needed a black minister, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What's his name, folks? His name is Barry Obama.
And an
they got
general.
Their man, didn't they?
Yep.
Reasons people choose to abort. Did you know that only less than 1% of all abortions occur because of rape or incest? Medical reasons. 6% of abortions occur because of potential health problems regarding either the child or the mother. 93% of all abortions occur for social reasons. The child is unwanted or inconvenient. Prevention is better than cure, folks. God didn't give us suggestions. He gave us commandments. He said, thou shalt not fornicate, thou shalt not commit adultery. That's the best prevention there is, to walk in the fear of the Lord. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, that is true liberty. Because again, as Charles D. Montesquieu said, liberty is only found in what the law permits. And folks, these people are law breakers to the max. And by you tolerating it is what's getting you in trouble in this country.
Just to add to, Margaret Sanger was the founder of Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood itself, they did a study from 2010. And they performed, Planned Parenthood did 329, 445 abortions in 2010. 329,445 abortions, while it provided prenatal care to only 31,098 women and referred only 841 women to adoption agencies. They are a slaughterhouse.
They're liars. It's mob money. This is mob business, folks.
Yep. And speaking of that, last year, at the end of the year, that Congress had approved to do a probe investigation into all the Planned Parenthoods and start auditing them. And here's some of the stuff that they actually found, and due to this, they're actually coming back. Marsha Backburn, for all of our Tennessee listeners, is taking the lead in asking Congress to double down on the investigation because of what they found.
And okay, so, can I interject something really quick here? We got 3 minutes left. After this went through, and Obama made his compromise that he knew he was going to make, Plan B, by circumventing around the church and go to the insurance companies to do the same thing that he originally wanted them to do in the first place. It was just an issue of who was going to pay for it. He wanted to make somebody pay for it as he's the demigod, right? Well, that's what he did. Everybody's saying he's caving right now. He's not caving.
No.
He's implementing. Now, what's interesting about it is they went to MSNBC. MSNBC asked Planned Parenthood. Listen to what I'm saying. They asked the perpetrator. Of abortion. What do you think of Obama's? They didn't ask the common man.
Or the church.
They asked the fox and the chicken coop what they thought. They approved of what Obama did. Sure, because Obama's working for him.
Wow.
This is what the state-run media just threw out on the American people. Yep. Folks, this is not what's going on. And let me tell you something again. 303 million people standing down that do not agree with this. Which I would go so far as to say 99% of America does not agree with this, but you agree with it by your inaction.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Can I finish a point to that? Because when you talk about the church, this is the interesting part. We're going to find out if the Catholic Church really is the church. So what they're saying now is, Catholic Church, don't worry about it. We got it covered.
That's right.
Nobody's going to pay for your employees getting birth controls and abortion. We're going to find out.
So let me ask you the question. Was it about the money or the obedience before God then?
We're going to find out. Because if they give up the fight now, we obviously know it's because of the money. Or is it because of the spiritual covering that you're supposed to have over your employees? Do you care about their soul and the sin?
There's going to be lawsuits to Glore. There's going to be lawsuits to Glory.
I'm sorry, if I can just add one thing. It makes me so mad when people say, oh, Obama's forcing me. It's like, no, nobody's forcing you.
That's right.
People have the right to stand up and go against it and say enough is enough.
No. Not even enough is enough. No.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Exactly. Resistance
pastors
to tyranny.
Pastors are beginning, listen, America, pastors in America are beginning to say, I'll go to jail first or I'll die first.
That's right.
Those are the real pastors.
Amen.
Folks.
Yep, that's right. And so just Planned Parenthood and its criminal activity here, from 1995 to 2009, audits of seven Planned Parenthood affiliates in New York, California, Washington, and Texas revealed significant fraud, waste, and abuse amounting to $7,867,547.
Well, what do you expect from Planned Parenthood,
exactly.
Folks, they should turn the light on Planned Parenthood and this administration again. Bring up the word impeachment, bring forth justice, and we can say enough is enough, no more. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. We will talk to you tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone, a two-hour show. We'll talk to you tomorrow.